السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the
You
tea.
already know the vibes, Papa.
And today we have Baumaru, my Babichine.
Back for part.
Babichine.
Back for part.
Babichine, too. Back for part
two. You know the vibes. We had to bring him back. You feel me?
I mean, it's the same day.
Hey, give the wire, Kinder. You don't understand.
They're
going
to notice from the clips.
No, she don't understand the logic behind promotion. You're supposed to say coming back, not. Okay, he's still here. He didn't leave, bro. Get it? Always ruining the months and moments. You get what I mean? But anyways, we got him here for part two, you know.
Right, right. And today we got another topic for everyone. So the question I asked us in the first episode, but, you know, we didn't get the chance to get to it. So it's about, what do you think about marriages nowadays versus marriages, I mean, in Gambia, or you know.
Wait, 1 second. Let him introduce himself again. Go ahead, Ma. You know the vibes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, man. There you go. You can't just go straight to the question. Let the man introduce himself.
Still the
at
same
least.
Thing. This is, like she said, Baumaru.
Yes, sir. Everybody's going to start calling you Baumaru when they see you. Baumaru, how you doing, Baumaru? You know the vibes. You don't know, my boy. We going viral. Y'all know the vibes. We outside. But anyways, go ahead, sweetheart.
So how would you say, like, I know you came to America, you see how, like, American couples, you know, especially the newer generation like us, how we move and stuff like that compared to how our fathers and their wives move and stuff like that. What are some, like, pros and cons that you've seen between both of those marriages?
Yeah, so the pros for the like, for example, Gambians. Okay, go ahead.
Like, this is the toughest one. Let me say this.
Yes, I can do that.
If you ask me, I'm going to choose, like, I'm not saying Gambia, but right now, right here, the way we go about our marriages, the way couples are, I think if you read the stories about the prophets, we're doing the same thing that he was doing. We're not doing exactly what he was doing.
You think Kara, they doing it the way God?
No.
Why?
Kara is not doing it the same.
Oh, here you think? Okay, here, yeah, maybe.
Because, listen, you, your wife, you have to go out with your wife. You have to be friends with your wife.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Play with your wife.
Yep.
100. Do a lot of stuff.
Enjoy.
Raise the kids with your wife.
Exactly. Oh yeah. I get. Damn. Here, all of the. Okay. I know where you're going. Go ahead. Sorry.
But we're not doing that back in Africa.
Yep. Alive. Go ahead, brother.
The mothers are raising the kids.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
We just providing. That's. What we see our forefathers doing, our fathers doing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing back.
Yeah, back in Gambia. Then. Yeah, yeah.
So for us, it's like, I go outside.
Yeah.
You take care of the kids.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah, so the kids, they used to their mothers back then. Gambia, we cannot even, like, talk to our fathers. It's not, I know we're doing it because it's like, how we were raised, respect. Yeah. You cannot talk to your dad in a certain ways. Not like here. Here, you could sit with your kids.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Enjoy.
They could tell you their problems. What's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you could be even playing games with your kids right here.
Yeah.
You've seen that back in Gambia?
Nah, you say something, you joke with your dad. Yo, who you think you're talking to? That's how it is over there. That's the energy. But the we get to do that as grandkids. It's like it's crazy because the grandkids get to joke with the grandfathers, so they have that.
So why?
But they don't like
are we
their
playing
kids doing
with
that.
Our grandkids.
Yeah,
our grandfathers. We cannot play with our fathers.
Yeah. That's the lie. I don't know why they do that, but I guess why.
You sit with your folks. They say, "Buganandaga."
Yeah, get out of here. Go to with the kids.
You always with them.
Yeah, you always trying to sit with the grown-ups.
So now,
yeah,
you're sending the kids
too,
away, but... you're sending him away, you're sending her away, you're sending, like, you're telling them, like, you cannot be with me, you cannot stay with me,
yeah,
you cannot even talk with me, unless I want to talk to you, but you cannot talk to me.
Yeah.
So, I'm not knowing you, you're not even knowing, like, what I'm doing. The only time you, like, you want to see me is when I do something bad. Larry, let me...
Come here. Doraba.
Nanka.
The Doraba Tashaya.
See?
Doraba being beaten. Doraba. But that was wild, bro. But we keeping that.
So for me, I would say how we go about it right here.
Yeah.
Some of like people think it's about how the like the West is.
Yeah.
You cannot like touch your wife. You cannot beat your wife. But in the first place, you're not even supposed to hit your wife.
Preach on, brother.
No, you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I learned. Uh-huh. That's what the prophet says.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
But back there,
they don't go there. Don't go that level. Subhanallah.
I got this brother. He passed away. His soul rest in peace.
Allah. May Allah forgive him.
The belt, he using the head.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. What? And then the sad part is the ladies really stay after all of that.
Whatever happened, they stay because when they go back home,
they get embarrassed. Why are you coming? No,
it's not about embarrassing. Your dad would do the same thing and send you back.
Damn, yeah.
So they're not even asking you what was going on. And by right, when someone comes to you, at least the least you could do is listen.
Yeah, but it's how the fathers or the at that time, that's how they were raised. You know what I'm saying? It's sad because...
But I respect our mothers back there.
Yeah, the mothers.
Because they go through all of that.
And stay with the man.
Trust me, they will go through hell, but still be in that, like, I don't know.
But you know what's crazy? Nowadays, the sisters, no offense, in this country, say no to them.
I said our mothers, not the sisters. not the sisters.
Because like Sakone said, he said, they tell you take me out on a date one time. You say no, okay, they'll let you slide. He said, the second time they say, you say no? They divorcing you. I said, damn. It's not easy out here.
Yeah.
But why not the sisters today, though?
Okay.
Did you just not hear what I just said?
No, let him get into it. Cause you're talking about
today? I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about Gambia.
Oh, you're talking about the Gambia? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Not here.
But wait. Go with the sisters here, though. How the sisters here? From what you see?
From what I've seen?
Mm-hmm.
The sisters here? I know they're not getting married because they want money from you or something. When they only get married, they want you.
That's facts. That's trust facts.
That is true.
Trust me, they got money. And if they don't got money, they got public assistance.
But at the end of the world.
Some of them do. Some of them. Not all of them. But we're not going to go that route. Go on. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. So, like, in their marriage, I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah. They don't have patience.
It's not about being patient.
Sorry.
It's you going out with her. You start, like, it's all from the beginning.
You
start going out with her,
you
acting all, oh, yeah, I got this.
Damn.
I got the money. I could take care of you.
Yep.
I could give you this.
Everything. Yeah.
But as soon as you guys get married, what happened is, you start doing what you was doing before. So if you know you cannot do it from the beginning, let her know this is not me.
Damn, brother spitting game. Man, you think I do that? Saying,
this is not me. I'm not saying everyone is like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about? I want to say something.
No, say what you got to say because you ain't going to be pointing. Yeah. Say it.
So don't start something you cannot like. You cannot end.
Uh-huh.
If you know you're not that type of person, like, don't start it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I ain't gonna lie, because I know you're pointing at me. Our situation is different. We used to go out almost every day. Well, every week, like 2-3 times. When we got married, obviously it dimmed down. But you know what I'm saying?
But for us, it's like, you know what? I got you. We're living together. You home.
Yeah, we chilling.
Why are we going outside?
In a sense.
It's like when you started, we go outside. We always go outside. So I still want that. I know for us,
yeah,
it don't have to be like that.
Yeah, we just.
But we're not saying every day though. We just say even once every 6 months.
Then you okay, you.
That's bad. Bamaru, that's bad. Once every 6 months.
It's not bad, but
even that's a compromise.
You're saying once every 6 months. When he start doing that, you will say once every 3 months.
No, that's not everybody though.
You see,
I feel like the thing was that. Y'all get comfortable. Y'all get too comfortable. Even though we live with each other, I feel like when you're married to someone, you still have to date them. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Don't let it be just about the kids, about, you know, you guys paying bills, you guys working, how are you guys gonna, you know?
Listen, I don't like when you, like, working mad hours, like, you got your 40 hours, then you're good. Spend the weekend, spend the, like, your free time with your wife, your kids.
Mm.
That's all good. But the ladies, they don't want no cheap home.
Mm. They want to go to them expensive restaurants.
They want the beautiful house. And it's all on your credit card.
All on the credit card.
So if I'm thinking about my credit card, I'm thinking about my hours too.
Okay. Exactly. Now so you're going to work more hours.
So you see, that's why I said, it's how you start it. The beginning.
Yeah.
You're not going through my credit card. You're not using my credit card.
Uh-huh.
I'm not using yours.
Uh-huh.
But when we start settling, we're living together, your credit, like the way they say, your credit is my credit. But mine is not yours.
That's your favorite quote. She says that to me all the time.
So now, you want to use my credit?
Uh-huh.
I got due date to pay my bills.
Uh-huh.
And you still want me at home?
Uh-huh.
Sister, choose one.
Choose one, please.
You want me home? Stop using my credit.
Exactly.
You want to use my credit? Then let me.
Yeah.
Let me go. Let me go hustle.
Exactly. That's it.
So we're not going to understand each other unless.
You can't get the best of both worlds out here. You can get one, exactly. Not all. You get what I mean?
For us,
uh-huh.
When we start being husband,
uh-huh.
It's when we start being responsible.
Mm.
And for us, when we start being responsible, we don't even want you to start use a dollar. Because we don't want you to come to us saying, yesterday I bought this drink. No, we don't want that. I don't want to hear that in my house. And trust me, no man wants that.
Mm.
None of us want that. But if you're willing to help, it's okay. But it's not for you to come see like, babe, you know, I did this. I did that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they always got to rub it in our face, right?
That's it. So now you doing that is like...
No, today is the boys' chat. Sweetheart.
So you mean I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do?
I'm always doing everything.
I'm doing it.
Exactly. Everything. Say what you got to say. Defend the sister, sweetheart.
But what our parents went through back then,
yeah.
These sisters here in Gambia, they cannot do that.
At all.
Not for nothing. We're not taking it at all either.
Uh-huh.
Not for nothing, mom, but why would I stay with you after you beating me every night and day? I'm almost fighting for my life, Bamaru. Like, and it's different. Our mothers didn't have nothing.
They beat our mothers black and
but
blue.
But let me tell you, they didn't have nothing, though. That's why, you know, some of them stay because when they leave, their kids is going to stay there.
They did not stay because they didn't got nothing.
I had to say that.
They stayed because for them, in their head, that's how they were raised. That's how they see their mothers.
Yeah, somebody.
Let's see, their mothers went through that hell. Right. So for them, this is what women live for.
Right, but now we in the 21st generation or 22nd, I don't know, but now I have my own job.
But you,
I can support
that.
Myself.
Now you abusing.
How am I abusing that? If my husband beat me, I'm leaving.
No one is asking your husband to beat you. But if you do something, if you anger your husband, if you do something like, for him to beat you in the, like, he's gonna hit you.
No, I will never do that. I will never do that. I will never do that. I tell you that much. Go ahead.
Like, don't give that, like, don't give him the reason to. But you, like, right now,
but this is a marriage, but some days you're gonna be happy with your wife, some days you're gonna be happy with your husband, some days you're gonna be mad at each other.
If I say your food is not good, how would you feel?
I'm gonna just say, so get up and cook your own food. That's it.
That, then you being nice. What about the others?
What others?
My food is not nice.
Mm.
Where you eat at?
I mean, I don't really care about that. If you don't like my food, you can go cook
so
for
now,
yourself.
For me, no matter what happens, we could fight, we could do everything. But once you said to me, you've done nothing for me.
Mm, that's the worst.
Once you start saying that, I'm done with you.
Damn!
No,
bro.
Trust me, I'm done because killing myself for you.
Damn. Like, you done, like, Bama, you done, period?
Trust me, I'm not saying the marriage is done.
Okay, done. I was about to say, damn, brother, you just leave the sister boy?
I'm not gonna leave the sister like that.
You know when they mad, they just talk.
They say everything. I don't mind you saying it. I'll go outside.
Yeah.
As long as you don't insult my parents, which they do, they're so good at that. They will come at you in every.
Yeah, in every way possible. Mm-hmm.
Just don't go that.
Don't go that route.
Don't say I have not done nothing for you.
Wallahi, that's like the that kills us, you know, in the soul. That hurts our soul, bro.
I'm doing like the best. I'm not saying I'm doing everything with for you, but the best I could, I'm doing it.
Yes.
The best I could, I'm doing it.
Yes.
So at least I appreciate that.
Yeah, and acknowledge it. That's done. All we want. We don't even want, we just want you to acknowledge it and appreciate it, and we good.
But here, like she said, she's working. She don't like, you see, I'm working. I don't need you.
No, I didn't say I don't need you. I said if you beat me, I'm leaving. It's not like if you beat me, I'm gonna go pay for this rent. No, I'm going back to my father's house.
Listen, why would I beat you? Why in the first
place? But I'm just saying.
No, Mamadou,
uh-huh. Our mothers went through stuff. That I cannot even tolerate 1% of it. But what I'm saying is that I'm letting you know. I know you're not going to, but the moment you try to.
Listen, right here, like, we're not going to do it. Two things.
Police.
And deportation.
The police.
Number one. See, number one. And the second thing is, you're not raised like that for me to be hitting you. Mm-hmm. But back there, you were raised like that.
Bahama, you be surprised.
Trust me, you were raised like that. Back there, they'll be hitting you since childhood. Mm. You used it. So if your husband start hitting you, it's like...
It's normal.
Bro, just... I've been used to this. So get on with it.
Dang.
Yeah.
See?
So
they could take it. Mm. But it's not right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not right. Like, no one should go through... That's not even a debate.
Yeah, we don't condone that at all. No touching the woman. The prophet said, "Don't do it." Not doing it. Yes, sir. So,
you think we could be without hitting our wives, even our fathers? They could do it because most of them they're here. You will see them like the white or a little guy cussing at them. They're not gonna do it. They're just gonna laugh.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You go back home, your wife be like, "I'm going to pay for it." Wow. It means we're scared in this country.
Yeah,
but over there, we feel like we're kings.
Mm-hmm. But let me go back to the conversation.
Yeah, so they choose. They pick and choose. That's what you're trying to say, pretty much.
Exactly.
Because they know they over here, they won't get away with it. Well, over there, they can get away with it, so they do it. Not because they have to, because they want to. They pick and choose. Sad, sad story. It's a sad, sad reality we live it in.
But to be honest, you kind of right on that. Because say, I didn't marry Biagi. I married back home. Mm-hmm. And even though the men of that generation are not like, they're probably not going to beat you as much as our fathers did. Some of them will beat you. But if I was back there, I know, like, I feel like in this relationship, I'm able to, like, express myself, be more verbal, you know, if something's bothering me to say. But if I was back there, I feel like I'll be, like, half the stuff I probably want to express myself in, you know?
You'd be too scared to go assume.
Right, yep, exactly.
Trust me, I would say it again. Our mothers,
champions.
Trust me, if they don't make heaven, bro.
Don't do it, don't go to heaven!
If they don't make heaven,
it's a
set. No, if they don't make heaven,
they don't want you to say something haram. Don't go there.
Trust me. Because what they say is,
Sabari.
What they've been doing
the
is,
the patient is crazy. Yeah.
They've been doing more than Sabari. The prophet said, do not hit your wife.
Yeah.
But they're hitting our mothers.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yes.
But they're still there. And the reason is, they be saying, who's going to raise my kids if I go? So because of us, they have to go through hell.
Damn. Yeah. So you can't. That's why we can't repay our moms.
So now
this is why.
For me, I'm grown now. My mother will be like, "Do this." I'm like, "My mama won't go to me be loud."
Yeah, but you gotta sit down and think. Yeah.
I've said it. Not once, not twice. Oh,
like yo, ma, you mad complicated, but yeah.
The thing is, we cannot pay. Out, like we cannot repay them
at all.
It's not possible.
Wallahi.
The best I could say to the brothers in Gambia is, yo, this sister is someone's sister.
Mm-hmm. Like your sister.
So if someone hits your sister,
mm-hmm.
and she come back, how you gonna feel like?
Oh, best believe, brother, I'm coming with my boys.
See?
You know my boys. Mondrizi.
You forgot that you're hitting someone's sister. And the reason why the marriages is not lasting now in Africa, the young girls are leaving, like, Saturday, Sunday, they're out.
Damn, what? Yeah, so it's worse than here?
It started, like they said, they only getting married for the beds.
La ilaha illallah. Damn. That's crazy.
Trust me, they're worse than here.
What? And I did not know that. I'm not gonna lie, I did not know that.
No African nyagane, African sisters is gonna say no to a boy from US.
That's true. I mean, a lot. Majority, yeah. Yeah, we have that status, America. I've been telling you, sweetheart. We are
no,
the people.
They're not gonna say no.
My grandpa had 20 lined up. But I said no, I want Binta.
See?
I'm trying to tell you a story. You the one, you the chosen one, sweetheart. You the chosen one. Remember that. I chose you, alright? Go ahead.
Listen, my dad forced me to look for a wife for almost, let's say, 5 years.
Since in Cara, right?
Yeah, in Cara.
Yeah.
He been saying, like, just point out one. Just choose one. I will do, like,
all. It's a guaranteed success.
But for me, I was like, Dad, you poor.
Damn, bro. Why you do your dad like
my dad is poor.
Okay. No, you rich, so he's rich.
I'm not rich. I'm poor.
No, you
But alhamdulillah, it's easier for me today because I'm not going to no one like I need a $5. I'm making
your own money.
Own living.
Yes, sir.
And now I made it easier for him.
Mm.
But he was asking me to get married. He's going to sponsor us.
Okay, now I get why you said. You poor? Okay. You wanted to sponsor us. So with like, what?
What you going to do?
Yeah.
Trust me, my dad, he's the best. Me growing up, he had nothing. But for me, he was the richest. He got me everything I needed. Trust me. Between Bundum and Yundum, it's like drive is like, let's say, 40 minutes, 1 hour.
Yeah.
He used to ride a bike.
What?
To go see me, not monthly, daily.
Damn. Huh? Damn. That's different, bro. That's different.
He went through hell for me, my dad.
Yeah.
He had a lot about, like, they be saying everything. This kid, kill him, Quintanyana.
Yeah, damn.
But he stick with me.
Yeah, he said,
he
that's
saw
my boy.
Something that I don't know, but still now.
Yeah.
So, like, I want him to have everything that he wants. I ain't got it. I'm doing my best. I know. Yo, listen, I know you're my bodyguard. And I know you're not taking too much like me, but let me do my thing.
Yeah, little son, relax, all right?
Okay. Yeah, so he wanted me to get married, like, but I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. Because I know it's another burden. If I cannot provide for her, you would want to do it.
Yeah, okay. I get what you mean, yeah.
So I want to go get my own money, hustle.
Yeah.
Able to like make a living and then make everything easier for you.
Okay.
But he was not like this. What people see, we're not seeing it. But I don't believe that. Sometimes you'll be seeing something
The whole person don't see. Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe in that. People be saying
it. Yeah, that's a Sarankule term.
What I believe in is Sarankulungatin Miselengana Sangu. Lemnengawala Kisengawala.
If a needle gets lost, a kid will see it and an old man will see it.
That's what I believe in.
Mm.
So for me, like traveling was the only way I could change all of this.
Okay.
But back then there was no hope.
Mm.
I mean from people, but it was from Allah. But
yeah,
I had no hope from no one.
Okay, I agree with you. Yeah.
So the best thing was to leave the country. But how am I going to leave? There's no opportunity. No one. But alhamdulillah, my brother, he went through this bad way. Niyon Kingaga, like, he helped me go through them things.
Yeah, and I
don't believe in... I don't believe in having a wife. You living here. they living back home.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you cannot bring them, no problem. But some of us can. We just don't want to because it's like
yeah, that's what they believe. Like, bro, if the wife comes here, she's gonna become like these American mentality of just talking back to you.
It was meant
which is
to
not
happen.
Something. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah,
trust me, it was meant to happen. So I don't believe in that because if you check it,
yeah,
every year, how often do you go back home? Once.
I ain't gonna lie, I haven't gone home since I came here.
Cause you ain't got no wife back home. I mean the ones.
Okay,
that,
yeah.
That got wife back home.
They go like every once a year, I think.
How many months?
Like almost 12 months.
I mean, how many months they stay in there?
6 months.
6 months.
Nah, my friend, I'm not gonna lie. He definitely goes like half. That's one person
Thank
that
you.
I know.
So the average is 3 months.
Yeah, average is 3 months. Okay.
So 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Let's out of say, a whole year.
Let's say in 10 years, that's going to be how much?
Hell.
Altogether, if you do the math, it's like you was not even with your wife for more than like 2 years in that 10 years period.
Damn.
Do you know your wife?
Damn.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me I get married
to
be in this cold?
Yep, this cold weather.
Cooking for myself. Okay. Like you back there.
Uh-huh. What do you think is the woman's responsibility? Because you just said that part. Don't go crazy, though, because there's a lot of female sisters that listen to this podcast. Before they're going to say, Baumaru, we're coming for you.
The thing is, I know, like, the ladies, I will give it to them because I'm going to get on this one.
Yep, the sister's here.
That got husband back home.
Yeah.
They're doing all they could to bring them like.
Yeah, that's a fact. The sisters here that have husbands back home.
Trust me,
we appreciate y'all.
They're doing that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they're working, they're providing for their husbands. Something we're supposed to do.
Mm.
But they understand one thing is like, we ain't got it.
Yeah, but when you do get it,
you're gonna do it for us.
Exactly.
But what we do, we come here.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? I don't want you no more.
Damn! But, don't do that. You're gonna.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh no! But no.
Trust me, that's what we do mostly.
Damn, brother, don't do that to the other brothers.
I do not care what. that's what we do. Look,
yeah,
100.
Yeah, a lot of the guys do that. Damn, that's sad. That is sad.
And we will say, the girls they're not good. She's complicated. But when she was doing all of this for you to bring you out here, you was humble.
Wallahi.
He was going through all of that bullshit.
Allah, my hand, you got kind of killed.
But now,
no question, brother.
You're saying yeah. She's not good no more.
Wallahi. You changed your whole mentality. It's like, oh, nah, she's an evil person. When after everything she done did for you, this is how you repay her? It's crazy.
But the thing is, she will get fed up because when she was talking to you, you was someone
that
she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That is not your, like, that's not really you.
You was faking it to get here.
So you get here, you cannot fake it no more.
Now she sees the real you.
And now she wants you to still be the same person you're not gonna be.
Yeah, because that's not you.
So,
damn.
What happened next?
Divorce.
So, we think divorce, the reason why we're getting so many divorces, because she asked me that before. It's not because we don't understand each other. We don't sit. We don't talk. It's not that. Like I said, it's the beginning. It's how it all started.
Damn. Babe, don't worry. We're going on a date very soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this just hit me. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I'm hearing all of this. Because I have slacked a little bit. I'm going to be honest. But, nah, this is very, I like that.
No, Bama, I just feel like, you know, after we had a child and stuff, like, I'm not saying everything's not about the child. Everything is about the child, but you have to make sure you remember, this is my husband too. This is my wife too. Mm-hmm. After a couple of years of making everything about the child, when the children grow up, you're going to be like, oh, so what's next? Right, alhamdulillah, you raised your children good and all that, but you have to remember, before you had children, you guys were married to each other, you know? Yeah. And, you know, everybody's busy, you know, we all work and stuff like that. But I feel like Biagi be making it about his two jobs. I have two jobs. I can't do that.
We're not going to go.
Even the busiest man on earth will make time.
I do make time. Stop doing this, sweetheart.
No, I'm not. I ain't telling you how to say. You be doing your thing, but you know, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Thank you, love.
I told my wife before that I don't want no like overnight shift or something. I'm not gonna work at night.
Mm.
But me coming here, I did like so many overnights. Trust me, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But me doing that is like me breaking my promise.
Mm. And, oh, okay.
But
with her.
She understands.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
Knows
okay.
I gotta pay bills. But and the reason why I was doing it
because that's what was available.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I had to.
Yeah.
But now I change everything around.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not doing that no more.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to, it's just let's say once in a blue moon.
Okay. I got you.
Which she's not gonna mind. But
yeah,
we should be careful what we promise our spouses.
From the start. Damn.
Because listen, they don't forget.
At all. Trust me, I know that.
They will remind you. They will give you the exact date, time, even the seconds, bro.
Damn, that go crazy.
So be mindful what you say to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why with me and my wife, whatever she says, I'll be like, nah.
Yeah, I'll see.
I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes.
I'll see. I got it. I'll see. Uh-huh.
Because once you say yes, it's yes. And trust me, whatever they come with, like whatever they want, they just want to hear yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say yes, you cannot do it, they will see your reason. Do they care?
They don't care about your reason. It's like, you said yes, so now you got to do this.
So, We the men,
mm-hmm.
they left their houses, their parents, everything to come be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, we say we both looking for apartments, moving, living together, but back in Gambia,
yeah,
you leaving everything to go to that person.
Mm.
Like you started everything all over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I left everything for you. So mm-hmm. now I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get from you, which is like, let's say, what's the most important thing a lady wants from their husband?
Love.
They don't want love.
Oh, I love.
Trust me, the first thing they say is attention.
Mm.
Affection.
Mm.
That's
okay.
All they want.
Mm-hmm.
If because sometimes they will say you're gonna marry this lady.
Mm-hmm.
You get married to this, but you don't love them.
Mm.
But you could be in someone's life without even like loving them.
Mm-hmm.
It's called giving them their haq.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Their haq. I don't know what to say that in English. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, there you go. Their due diligence.
So,
see,
it's not easy for us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for them,
mm-hmm.
they don't understand whether we're trying or not. They just want to see us doing it.
Okay, yeah. It's the results. That's all they care about. It's the results. Not the process, the results.
If you say,
no
shot, trying,
sisters.
They will say, I know you're trying, but you're not doing it. That's how they go.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. Like these divorces, these things,
yeah,
and getting married today, divorce tomorrow is not because they want. Trust me, the ladies, they don't want to get married to you today and get divorced tomorrow, unless they don't want you. They force them.
Mm.
If not, they don't want.
Yeah,
wallah.
But you know, you said something about because something you said earlier caught my interest when you said in Africa, because I didn't know Africa they would do a lot of divorce, a lot. So when you said they go in today and tomorrow they can get out. Why do you think that's the case in Africa?
That's what I told you. The thing is,
yes.
Most of the divorce is not like the home base.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you, like let's say I'm here right now. I ain't got no wife. I'm looking for a wife.
Yeah.
I smoke. I drink.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm going to Africa,
mm-hmm.
you're not seeing that.
Okay.
You're not seeing that. So.
Yeah.
I will go to Africa.
You'd be like the most sunnah guy on earth.
Everything. So we good, we cool. We chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Get married. Because we don't know each other.
Yeah.
I just seen your picture. Mm. We've been talking on the phone. Mm. But I don't know your personality. You don't know mine.
Mm.
So now we getting married now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I will spend just 1-2 months, come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so we on the phone. Because for us, when once you are a wife, you are a wife. We don't care. It's like we got you. You hooked to us now.
Mm.
So before, I used to give you 5 hours of my daily time. My daily hours, I would say. But now I'm giving you just 30 minutes.
Damn.
I'm busy.
Damn.
I was giving you money like crazy.
Damn.
You used to it. Now I'm like, yo, Uncle Sinkwaring.
Yeah, now you're always asking for money. Damn.
I got all of that for you.
But you used to give her, damn. I can't, oh, damn. Nah, he got me in a trance, bro.
So,
oh, I'm saying, damn.
That's the first part.
I ain't guilty of it, but damn.
The second thing is, the ladies now. Before you, like, you know me, I know you now. I'm here, I'm good, you good. I went to Africa, we got married. But the thing is, back there, you was having boyfriends. So I'm here now. You need someone to cuddle with, talk to. Now you're going back to your old boyfriends.
Damn. Yeah, that's that. I heard about it. Damn.
You think I would know about it? I'm going to know about
it. Yeah, because you got your boys out there watching. Damn.
So there's a lot of reason. You cannot say this is like the specific one. There's a lot of reason.
Yeah. Damn. That's why it's hard marrying when your wife is there and you here. That's why I always said I was against it.
I said I'm not gonna 20. Do that. I want my wife beside
20,
me.
20, babe. Remember, you're the chosen one. 20. I'm not. Just listen to it. It could have been 100 if, but I said no, Binta.
When's the second one coming?
SubhanAllah. Episode 3. You know what I'm saying?
Because I said that.
No, don't do that one again. don't do me like that, SubhanAllah. You're trying to put me in a. I'm already. No, damn. SubhanAllah. I mean, yo. See? He didn't even listen. You see? If you listen to the other ones, you hear her talk about it.
Did I say something wrong? Okay. So, listen.
I said no.
Like,
okay,
this.
Go ahead.
Wait, hold on, man. I don't even care. Like, that joke, it don't really bother me, to be honest. You know why? Because I know how much I do, like, how much I tolerate for him. One thing about it, the first wife will always be the wife to go through it. No,
listen. You're not suffering. Hold on, you sound like you're suffering, sweetheart.
Let me explain myself.
Uh-huh, explain yourself, sweetheart.
I'm not, listen to me, I'm not saying, like, we suffering or something, but, like, this is the first time the man's gotten married, too. He's learning a lot of things, making a lot of mistakes. So that second wife he's going to go to now, he already know what marriage is like. He already know half the mistakes not to do that he did with his first wife, right or wrong?
Damn. Right.
Right. So the first wife is always going to go through it. So I don't know. For me, it don't bother him because...
Now.
What?
It don't bother you now.
I'm not doing it. That's
I mean,
why.
Eventually, if he does it, yeah, it's going to bother. But the joke don't bother me.
The joke don't bother you. Okay.
Because to be honest, if you ever was to get a second wife... That's less days I gotta take care of you, right?
La ilaha illallah.
More days I could just focus on me and my kids, make sure we good. But you here every day, I gotta cook for you 7 days out of the week. What is that?
It's just the lean. It didn't say anything. It was the lean that Harry did. Because I know he's like, huh? Oh, go ahead.
She's saying all of this.
Uh huh.
But once you get to that stage,
it's a problem. There's gonna be so many fights.
She's a Jawaran Lemmy. And the Jawaran Jiku,
you know him.
Trust me.
You a Jawaran yourself, so you're not
seeing it right now.
Yes.
And you don't wanna see it. And hey, all of them be saying,
me.
Like,
that's why I say no.
I don't care. I don't mind. Don't bother me. You bother me a little bit.
When you take the stuff, it's hell on earth.
No, Obama, seriously, I don't think you really know the person that I am. I'm not saying it's not going to bother me, Obama. Of course it's going to bother me. But the way y'all make it seem like, oh, that I'm going to die or something, if you guys talk about it, no way, Obama.
Hey, Allah.
So you telling me you're going to just accept it?
I'm not.
You're not going to divorce me?
We had this conversation before we got married.
Uh-huh.
And what'd you say?
You see?
I said, Lawi fam.
That's what he says. Say the truth, babe.
And this thing, right? You see, I told you.
They remember.
and this, like I said, there's a lot.
Uh-huh.
This is the other problem.
Uh-huh.
We promised them no second wife.
I didn't promise.
No, I'm not saying. Uh-huh. We most men do it. We say no second wife.
Uh huh.
So you say no second wife, she's like, okay, she got it. She is right here.
She's gonna remember that comment.
Done.
For sure, yes.
So now you wanna look for another wife?
Uh-huh.
but you promised me that you're not gonna marry no second wife. So who's in the wrong?
You were in the wrong, brother, because you lie, you promised her it.
So what she want now?
A divorce.
Is she going or staying?
No, she's going.
Is she supposed to or not?
Yeah, she's supposed to. Because you promised her. That's,
I don't know that. Hey. They don't know that. What I'm saying is, once you two us were talking, I was not there. Yeah. I don't know that you promised her that. Right?
Hey, I'm going to clear the air. What we said, babe. I said, I don't have the intent right now. That's not in my mind right now. I said it like that. Hey. Come on. I'm not saying I want a second wife. Yeah. You see, you got me in problems now. I'm not saying I want it now, that, okay? Before I get in trouble, all right? I'm not saying that, right?
Listen.
Go ahead.
You say you don't want it now? Uh-huh. You say you don't want it now?
Ever.
Hey.
Never.
I don't want to get into it. I'm just saying.
Yo, never.
It's clear. He said he don't want it. Ever.
Never, ever. Please. I don't want it. No problem.
Again. Ever.
Ever. Please. I don't want problem. It's life. Don't worry.
But the last time. Ever. We got you now.
Ever in my life. Yes.
Listen.
One and only. I said, you remember? 20? You was the one. Come on now.
We could only say like what we think, what we know, what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot say it all.
Mm. But yeah, we don't know what the future holds.
So what I'm saying right now, right here, we like the kids right here or the girls, they're not gonna take it.
Yeah.
But back home, they will say, you know what? I'm gonna take it. It's okay. Do you know why?
Yeah, because they wanna come here.
No. What I'm saying is the girls right here, they're not gonna take like a second wife stuff like that. They most of them would, but not the majority would not.
Yeah.
But back
home, they don't care.
They don't care.
Cause you, as long as you
and
the money.
Our dean asks us to marry four wives if you could.
Uh-huh.
That's
exactly. Say it again. Say it. Preach it, my brother. If you can, you do it.
Now. So, but right here, they will do anything.
Allah the Prophet
with,
said.
That comes with the deen.
Subhanallah.
But that part,
wallahi,
they want to take it off.
It's out of the deen.
We don't want that.
It's a fact, though. But back home, that's a fact.
Back home, they will accept it.
Yes.
You know why?
Because
it's how they raise them.
Mm.
So you see, now we're going back to raising part. Taking your kids back home, it's not just like for them.
But it's all about the deen. Allahu Akbar. I'm not promoting myself though. I just like that because Binta giving me the I am not promoting anything. Okay, one and only baby, you are the one, my lover, my heart, my sweetheart. Don't worry, it's only you, my love. You love me
like.
go ahead.
We should be like grateful and then be graceful. At least we got a backup plan. We got a backup plan.
I am free of this. What's the backup?
Going to Africa.
And I mean,
disciplining our kids.
Okay. Good.
Some of these folks right here, they ain't got it. They cannot send their kids back home. What home they got?
Yeah. We have that privilege. Well, it's a fact.
So that's why I say we should be thankful, grateful, graceful.
Wallah. Because you have a plan B. If it don't work out in America. Gambia, here I come.
Baba nke nyana kirawan. Gambia nkutu.
He said, Baba, you doing this? I'm going to cut your ticket right now. That's it. That's what they did to us. I ain't going to lie to you. They started seeing our ways. They said, yeah, you kids, we got to send you out of Gambia. And my mom, like I said, she used horses. That's what got me to go to Gambia. I ain't gonna lie. And then I got to Gambia. I was scared to even ride a horse. That's a sad story of my life.
So my question to you is, are you proud of it?
Hey, yeah, wallahi. That's the best thing my mom and them ever did. I always say that. Gambia sending me there, wallahi, was the best move because I got to meet my grandfather and all of that. You know, I learned, like you said, the culture, my people, my uncles. I know it's definitely, 100%.
So, you want that for your kid or not?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. Bago to Gambia, Binta staying with him for a little bit, right, babe? You said that. That's what you said. This is your own.
You said
they don't forget. I ain't forget that part.
I'm gonna say years.
You wanna stay there for a year?
I'm gonna say Years.
You're gonna stay there for years.
Years, not years.
So okay. You cannot let him go by himself to stay there for years.
With who?
With who? Who you was with?
No, I was with my. I was in boarding school, boy. He didn't get any carla.
See?
They took me in tahfiz. They said, "Biagi." They said, "Biagi, you will learn the Quran." I was with my grandfather, though. But
so you think them sending you back home, it was not killing them?
Oh, was it killing my mom and dad?
Yeah.
No, they was happy.
That was not.
But I was a problem.
you was a problem.
I was a hard-headed problem. Not that I was a bad kid. I was just hard-headed.
But that don't mean they don't want you to be around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. My mom, yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Damn. Another but damn.
They say, well, you know what? Yeah. This is what's best for him. And what's best for us too. So, we're not going to rob him. Of being a good kid tomorrow.
Wallahi.
Just because we want
him. We want him around. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Yeah. Lengi yenge. Today, you done clean my brain, brother. I ain't gonna even lie.
So I'm
tell you
rub,
something right
I'm
now.
I'm not gonna rob my kids.
Huh? Bars.
Of what I was not robbed.
Wallahi.
So, that's my responsibility.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Wallahi.
That's my number one responsibility, I would say.
Your kid to succeed. That's all we care about. Wallahi. Ba, Gambia, tomorrow you will go. My son is about to fly. Kumare. All right, so alhamdulillah, we got Mr. Dr. Sheikh Umar. Yeah, I'm calling you that from now on. Dr. Sheikh Umar. We got his take on things, and I really feel like it's very informative because I just learned myself. You didn't hear how many times I said damn? Because I'm like, damn, he's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things you said. Now I got to implement that myself, you know. And I hope any of y'all that's, you know, heard what he said, the advice that you heard from him. Oh, yeah. You got one more advice for the brothers and sisters that's married or looking to get married. Give them one last advice, my brother, before we wrap up this episode.
My advice is, like, be patient. In whatever you do, just be patient. That's the only advice I got for, like, even myself. With patience, you got what you want.
You'll succeed in life.
I don't know how long it's going to take,
but
be patient because it worked out for me.
Yeah, and he said he went through hell. He was knocking on the doors of hell. It just didn't want to open for him. Stop for life.
I guess the guy was a break or something.
Stop for life. Is that the guy? Stop for life.
I don't know. But I knocked.
Yeah, you went through a lot in life. So, and now everything, all of that, alhamdulillah. That's it.
Alhamdulillah.
See, brother. So, that's
only advice is be patient.
And you'll see the fruits later on in life. Because they're not going to come tomorrow. Maybe not next year, but very soon you will see the fruits. That's a fact. So, good things come to those who wait. That's a fact. Sweetheart, what you got to say?
No, this was a very beneficial episode, and you know, it give us like things to, you know, remember again. And I hope that at least somebody can take one piece of advice from this and, you know, use it in the future.
100. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to learn from others. So you see how he just gave me advice. I thought I was like top husband of the earth. Now he was saying stuff. I'm like, brother, I got a lot of work
but
to
babe,
do.
But I've been saying all this before.
Sweetheart.
But listen, I guess it takes another man to tell
brother,
a
brother, we're not doing that, sweetheart. Allow it, fam.
I'm just saying.
We're trying to end this episode. Let's not start another episode ASAP. But no, but what I'm trying to say is, obviously, you were saying some things, but he was saying other things.
I said everything he said.
No, but sweetheart, don't lie. Don't lie for the camera.
Maybe you don't remember.
Okay, I don't remember your stuff, but I remember this right here. You feel
that's
me?
What I'm saying. Sometimes it takes another man for you to, you know, get
another brother's. Yes, you hear from another brother's perspective. It's like, damn, I really, you know what I'm saying? Because you think you're doing great. But what you got from him? What you learned from him? Because I started off taking you out almost every day.
Too. That's what I learned too.
She learned that the good part for herself.
Now, to be honest, taking out is not that big of a deal. We have busy lives and stuff like that. But I'm just trying to make sure people know that make sure you're tending to your wife, your wife is tending to you. It's not only about the kids. It's not only about working. You know, you guys were married before.
Yes, sir.
You know, life started, yeah.
Before we end today's episode, we'd like to give a shout out to our special sponsor,
Text yes. prep by Mr. Cisse.
You know the vibe.
And if you heard in our last episode, the deal was if you do it before March 5th, you'll get $20 off filing with Mr. Cisse. And a couple of you guys already did it. Haven't done that.
Yeah.
But now that March 5th has passed, now it's $10 off, which is already, it's still a deal.
Yeah, it's still a deal.
So if you're ready to file with Mr. Cisse, the tax season is still not over.
Yep.
Text BNB Edition to the number 917-553-8167. Mm-hmm. We even filed with Mr. Cisse this tax season. We already got our money, right?
Yeah, I already got my money. My pockets is looking nice. It's looking beautiful, you know?
Alhamdulillah.
It was easy, too. I was like, damn, when it got to me, I was like, yo, that was quick.
It was quick, right? It was very quick. It was very quick. But anyways, this episode was recorded pre-Ramadan. Right now, we're in Ramadan, so Ramadan Mubarak to you and your family.
Yes.
May Allah bless this Ramadan and accept all our ibadah, all our prayers, and all our, you know, the du'as we make.
And remember, for Ramadan, to try your best to do as much good deeds as possible, because, you know, if you're going to see another Ramadan.
May Allah also witness many more Ramadans after this.
Ameen, ameen, ameen.
And with that being said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers,
and stay tuned
for the next episode, inshallah.